All right, we're gonna switch gears a little. And we're gonna have a little quiz for you. And we are looking for the Crossroads Fruit Champion 2018. So it's a little quiz about fruit. And what we need you to do is, so we have 9 or 10 questions. So everybody's gonna stand up. And then there's a question, for example, why don't we all stand up and do the first question as an example? So if we can have the first question. It's, what is yellow and shaped like a banana? And then you have 3 options, A, orange, B, banana, and C, apple. So if you think the answer is A, you would raise your left arm. If you think the answer is B, you would raise your right arm. And if you think the answer is C, you don't raise, you raise both arms. Okay, so let's try this. What is yellow and shaped like a banana? A is the left arm, an orange. B is banana, your right arm. And whoever thinks it's C, apple, both arms.
And just to say, if you get it wrong, then you have to sit down and you're eliminated from the quiz. So let's just remember, this is an elimination quiz. Okay, so has everyone put their hands up for the answer? Has everyone got their hands up?
Okay, let's see what the answer is. A banana.
Okay, so if you had your right hand up, you can stay standing.
No,
okay?
it was a trial question.
Oh, that was the trial one, I forgot. Okay.
We're at church, we're gracious.
Okay, you know, that's so good. I keep forgetting
everybody
these things.
Keeps to stay in. Okay, next question.
Which country grows the most apples? Is it option A, which is coming up now on a click, I'm hoping. Can you see it on the screen? There's nothing on the screen. Option A, China. There we go. Option A, China. Option B. Oh, it's not showing the options. Okay. We can do. Let's see. Let's move on to the next question, and we'll give you a timeout for that question.
Move
on.
There we go.
Okay. Okay. Option A, China. Option B, US. And option C, Turkey. So, A, China. B, US. Or C, Turkey. Okay. Make your choice now, please. Make your choice now. 3, 2, 1, time out. Okay. And the answer is A, China. Okay. So, if you had the right answer, stay standing. If you had the right answer, stay standing. Okay. Over to you.
Okay, question number 3. Which fruit explodes when you put it in the microwave? Can we have the 3 options? A, strawberry, B, grape, and C, banana. So for strawberry, left arm, for grape, right arm, and for banana, both. Okay, so you made your choice. Very good. All right, and let's see what the answer is. It is a grape. So if you have grape, stay standing. If not, please sit down.
Okay, next question. Question number 4. How long would it take you if you ate one new kind of apple every day? So, would it take you over 7 years? Would it take you over 12 and a half years? Would it take you over 20 years? 7 years, 12 and a half years, or 20 years? Put your hands up, please. 5 seconds to choose. 5, 4, 3, 2, okay. And the answer is over 20 years. So if you had both hands up, please stay standing. We're narrowing down. We've got 5 left. 5 left. Okay.
Okay, wow. Okay, question number 5. What is the study of fruit called? Let's see. A, pomology, B, carpology, and C, fructology. Okay. A, left arm, B, right arm, C, both.
Okay, 5 seconds to decide. Remember, only if you're standing, you can play. Sorry.
Okay, let's see. Okay. What is the answer is A, pomology.
Okay, so we're down to 2 left, I think. Okay, so 4 more questions. Let's see if they can make it to the end. Number 6. The Coco de Mer palm tree produces the Earth's largest fruit. How much does it weigh? No, Ralph, you're already out, so you have to sit down. A, 27 kilograms. B, 55 kilograms. Or C, 42 kilograms.
Mm. And for our American friends, they're the pounds.
Okay, well, 5 seconds to choose. Okay, let's see what the answer is. The answer is C, 42 kilograms. And so we have our joint winners who both got this question wrong. Let's give a clap to Ian and a clap to Eddie. Big stop there. Yeah. Great. Okay. Well, this morning we're going to be thinking about fruit. So when Connie and I had a planning meeting, we agreed that we would talk about fruit. So this morning I brought some fruit to show you. I've got here some bananas. I've got here some oranges. I have even got a nectarine as well.
James, wait. I believe it was a different kind of fruit that we talked about, not apples and pears and bananas. Oh. I think what we talked about was the fruit that God wants to grow in our lives, that being a believer in Jesus is about allowing God to grow his fruit in our lives.
You're right, Connie. Sorry, it's wrong type of fruit. It's coming back to me now. That's it. We talked, God's Holy Spirit wants to grow fruit in us. Is that
exactly,
right?
Exactly. And do you remember the passage that we looked at?
Just refresh my memory again.
Okay, it was a passage in Galatians, which said, well, actually, why don't we read it together? Why don't you all stand up? And the passage will be on the screen. And let's read it together. All right. So I say, live by the Holy Spirit's power. Then you will not do what your desires controlled by sin want you to do. The desires controlled by sin do not want what the Spirit delights in. And the Spirit does not want what the desires controlled by sin delight in. The two are at war with each other. The fruit of the Holy Spirit produces is love, joy, and peace. It is being kind, patient, kind, and good. It is being faithful and gentle and having control of oneself. There is no law against things of that kind. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed their sinful desires to his cross. They don't want these things anymore. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become proud. Let us not make each other angry. Let us not want what belongs to others. Thank you very much. You can sit down.
Well, it's pretty strong words. It's like that there's a fight scene going on in those words that we read.
Yeah, exactly. God, he wants to grow fruit in our lives, but there are desires within us that do not always want us to do that and allow that. So there's a fight going on between the Spirit on the one side, the Spirit who wants to change us, and the desires on the other side, our own desires that can lead us away from that.
Yes, you know, that's just so true. There are times when maybe I want to shout or get really angry with someone. And the question is, what do I end up choosing? Will I choose to live by the Spirit's power? Or do I let my anger take over and be controlled by my desire to be angry?
Exactly, and there's a story in the Bible that talks exactly about that, about how God wants to grow fruit in our lives and how there's a fight over this fruit. So, well, who can guess the story? Any ideas? All right, then maybe we can read, well, actually, no, let's not read the story. What about if we act it out, James?
That's a good idea.
Okay, great. So let me just lead you in, and then we're going to be asking for some volunteers. The story starts when a great crowd gathered, and people from town after town came to him. Jesus said in a parable...
Wait a minute, I missed that. A pair of what? A pair of what?
Oh, no, not a pair of what. Parable, a
story. Oh, so Jesus told a story.
Right.
Okay.
So, again, once upon a time, a sower went out to sow his seed.
That's funny. That sort of rolls off the tongue. A sower went out to sow his seed. Was it a sunny Saturday during the season of spring?
Oh, I don't know. I have to look it up.
I bet his name was Stan. Stan the sower went out to sow his seed on a sunny Saturday during the season of spring.
It was a sower. It was just a sower.
Okay.
Let's continue now.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry.
All right. As the sower sowed, some fell on the path and were trampled on.
Well, that was pretty silly of Stan. I mean him. Even I would know not to sow seed on a path. So what happened?
Well, some birds came and ate up the seeds. Well, at this point, we need some volunteers to demonstrate that. So I need a farmer who would like to be the farmer. Luca, why don't you come? You can be our farmer. And do we have a... All right, so I believe James has a hat for you. That is, and I also need, let's see, who else do we need? We need a seed, someone in a green shirt to demonstrate the seed. Nathaniel, you have a green shirt, so come on up. You're going to be our seed. And we need three birds. Anybody who wants to be a bird? Okay, so yes, one, two, three, and... Okay, so James will now tell you what to do. Oh, he is preparing the birds. Oh, look, isn't that a cute bird? Very cute. Come on over to your fellow birds. It's very cute. Oh, the colors even work. I like that. Color-coded. Well done, James.
I try. Well, the farmer sowed the seed, waving his hands. He smiled while he sowed. He laughed. He jumped up and down. He was happy to sow seeds.
Now, if the seed can crouch down... Crouch. Well done. And listen carefully.
Slowly, the seed began to grow. Very slowly. Just a little bit faster. And it grew, and it grew, and it stopped, and then grew again until it was tall. Then the birds came and carried off the seed. So why don't you take the seed to the back of the church? The birds carried off the seed. Well, that was sad. What was all that about?
Well, Jesus said that God wants to plant things in our lives, fruit in our lives, and grow this fruit. But there's an enemy out there, the devil. And in the story, the devil was the birds, and they carried the seed away, and they snatched it. They snatched exactly what God was trying to plant in our lives.
I see. So God is maybe wanting to speak to us. God is maybe wanting to grow things in our lives, but the devil is trying to steal and take away the things that he wants to plant in our lives. Is that right?
Exactly.
I've got a cherry tree in my garden, and I often see birds eating those cherries, and it's just like this story. We have to realize that the enemy wants to snatch things away that God is saying to us or God wants to do in us.
I know, but that's not the end of the story. Because the farmer sows some more seed, but this time they fell upon a rock. Well, I guess maybe James can help us find a rock. Mm. Rocks are heavy, so...
None here on this table. Oh, here we go.
Oh, it looks very heavy. All these hours at the gym are working out now. All right. So we got the farmer. Now we need a new seed. Someone in a blue, in a green shirt, possibly. Who would like to, maybe...
I've got a green shirt if someone wants to wear one.
That's another option. If somebody wants to be the seed and wear a green shirt, oh, yeah, yes, Laura, come on up. Great, thank you very much. And then we need someone to be the sun, so someone in a yellow shirt. Okay, Laura, you can stand on this rock, right? And someone in a yellow shirt, yes, there's a yellow shirt, and you can be the sun. And so the seed is standing on the rock. And now, well, James will tell you what to do.
Okay, so if you crouch down really small. So the farmer sowed the seed, waving his hands. He smiled while he sowed. He laughed. He laughed again. He jumped up and down. He turned around. He was happy to sow seeds. Slowly, the seed began to grow, very slowly. And then it stopped, and then it grew again, and became very tall. But then, the big yellow sun came up and spread itself over the seed and breathed on the seed. Breathed on the seed. And coughed on the seed. Coughed really loudly. And the seed withered and became really small again.
Well, thank you, farmer, seed, son. You can go back to your seats. And also thank you, seed in the back. And birds, if you can come and give us back your beaks.
So what happened there? What happened there? What was going on there?
Well, Jesus said that the seed grew, but it had no roots. I mean, on a rock, how would it grow roots, right? So when the sun came up, it did not last. And Jesus said that the sun is like troubles, like problems, and that when troubles and problems come, difficult situations or difficult people, then they can fall away from God.
So what Jesus is saying, I guess, is that we need to make sure our faith has some roots. But how can we do that? How can we be rooted in God so that when trouble or problems come, we stand firm? How can we have roots in God?
Great question, James. And that is the question that we want to answer now. And for this, we would like to ask you to make little groups with the people around you, like maybe 3, 4, 5 people, and answer the question in your group, how can we grow strong roots in God to allow his fruit to grow in our life? It's also on the screen here. So please turn to your neighbors and get into little groups.
And so hurry up, because you've only got 3 minutes for this exercise. So when I say go, the timer will start. So get into groups. How can we grow strong roots in God to allow his fruit to grow in our life? Just groups of 3 or 4. Groups of 3 or 4. And your time starts now.
If you want me to, I can find a kid to carry the mic around for the answers.
Or yeah. No, get someone to carry around. That's a good idea. The other option is you could get, what's the guy who's in the Wednesday night group, who's the glasses and the head? You'd do it probably as well.
Oh, Anisu?
Yeah, Anisu, he'd do it, yeah.
Ask him?
Yeah, say to Anisu.
Okay.
I can do it. Do you want me to go? I'll ask him. Do you want me to ask him? You can ask him. You do it, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Do you want this for your script or not?
Yeah, sure, yes.
This into this one.
Oh, I see. Sure. Yeah. But I'm happy for you to moderate as well.
No, you do it. It's good. It's good. You can do. Oh, do you want me to do the first one? You do the second one.
Yeah.
We split it like that.
During the second break, I have to use the bathroom. Okay, 10 seconds. All right.
Okay, let's pause that. That's good.
Thank you. All right. I hope it was helpful, the discussion in your groups. And let's get some feedback. Maybe, Aniso, would you like to carry the mic around just to those people that would like to give feedback? Thank you.
Okay, let's just have two or three quick feedback from folk. Just maybe a couple of things that came up in your group. Nathaniel, do you want to share something? How can we grow strong roots in God?
By prayer.
By prayer. Great, thank you very much. That's a great answer. Okay, let's have some more answers. We got some answers at the front here. Okay.
By spreading the word and going to church, which is the thing we're doing now.
Okay, so you're growing roots now. Okay. We got some at the back as well, but let's go for this one first, then we'll go to the back.
To have faith.
Say that one more time.
To have faith.
To have faith. That's great. Exactly. Faith grows our roots. Okay, let's go right to the back. I see a couple of hands there. We'll make these the last hands. Faster. That's it.
Praying, worshiping God, and reading the Bible, and doing it with people who encourage you.
Great. That's good. Those are good ways of growing our roots into God. Okay, why don't we give everyone a clap who gave some feedback there.
Thank you. Okay, let's carry on our story. So we need our farmer back. Farmer, there he is. Great. And James is going to give you your hat. I need a new seed. Who would like to be the seed? Maybe someone who hasn't been up front. Daniel, would you like to be the seed?
Okay.
Thank you. And then we need four people to be thorns. Who would like to be a thorn? Okay, yes, Miriam and John. And who else? Well, Nathaniel, come up front again. And one more person? Okay, let's see. Well, we'll have three thorns then. All right. So,
let me start the story.
Yes, okay, so if the thorns could be around the seed, so you need to be around Daniel, Miriam, John, and Nathaniel. And if all of you can crouch. Okay, let's crouch. Perfect, great.
The farmer, before sowing the seed, checked his shoelaces and realized there was one undone. It is very dangerous to sow seeds when your laces are not fully tied. But having tied his shoelaces, He then stood up straight. Yes, and sowed the seed. Sowed the seed. Waving his hands, he smiled while he sowed. He jumped up and down. He turned around. He clapped his hands. He clapped his head. He was so happy to sow seeds. Slowly, the seed began to grow, very slowly. It stopped, and then it began to grow again, and grew very tall. But then the thorns began to grow up, slowly, until they were tall, and they pressed against the seed. They crushed the seed. They pushed the seed. And the seed died. Died. Became very small.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, thorns and seed and farmer. You can go back to your seats.
Well, that was a really sad story. There was that little seed growing up, and then the thorns came around it. What was going on there with that story?
It's very sad, right? Well, Jesus said that the thorns were like the worries and cares of this world, and that the worries of this life, like the love of money and the desires for other things, they come and they choke God's word. And also, they also choke the things he wants to plant in our lives.
So you mean that worries, our desires for other things, can distract us from God's fruit growing in our lives? Have you got any more examples of how that works? How it works?
Well, James, great question. You're on fire today. So that's a great question. And we're going to ask this question again in our little groups. So if we can ask the question, what can distract us from God growing fruit in our life? And it's on the screen. So if you can turn back to your little group, please. And we're going to give you 3 minutes again to discuss the second question.
Time to meet someone. So turn around. And your time, get in your groups. Start. Are you in your groups? Your time starts now. Okay.
Thanks. Okay. So. All right. Let's see who I'm gonna choose this time. Maybe Lizzie.
inside again. Do you remember his name? With the glasses behind Bo.
I can't see him very well because of the lighting.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, no, it's Jacob. Yeah, it's Jacob.
You want me to ask him? Okay. 10 seconds. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's get some feedback. So I need someone else to carry the mic around. Jacob, would you like to carry the mic around? Come on up. Yeah. Okay. He is shy. No, it is. Okay. Well, I guess let's find someone else then. Oh, we have lots of volunteers. Oh, yeah, okay. So, there we go. Thank you very much. So, who would like to give some feedback? The question was, what can distract us from God growing fruit in our life? And, yeah, so there's Nathaniel and Luca in the back. So we can, and there's a couple more over here.
Temptation and sin.
Yeah, very good, Nathaniel. Very good answer.
This hurts me. Video games.
That is so true. They can be very distractive. That is.
Okay, one
at
the back.
I know.
Technology, money, and jealousy.
Say that one more time.
Technology, money, and jealousy.
Yes, those as well. Okay, let's see. Do we have one last answer? No? Okay. Oh, yeah, there's one more hand. Okay.
My sister.
All right, on this humorous note, we're going to finish the feedback section. So can you come back and give me my mic back? Thank you. All right.
Great, great. Just to say, that was Rolf's son, so. Wonderful. Well, what a sad story. Birds eating the plant dying from lack of roots, and thorns choking the plant.
I know it's very sad, yeah. But luckily for us, this is not where the story ends. There's one last thing that Jesus says that happens. Because the sower sowed some seed into good soil.
What happened? Did it produce anything when the sower sowed the seed into good soil?
Absolutely, absolutely. It produced lots and lots and lots, 100 times normal. So we need our farmer back. Where's our farmer? There we go. Thank you. Last time, I promise.
The farmer looked happy. He knew that his sowing would be safe because his laces were tied. The farmer sowed the seed, waving his hands. He smiled while he sowed. He laughed. He laughed as loud as he could. He laughed as quiet as he could. He jumped up and down. He was so happy he threw his hat in the air. He was happy to sow seeds. But, Connie, how are we going to show all this fruit growing now?
Yes. Oh, I've got an idea. Well, what about if we have the rest of the crowd help us with that? So, because the people... Oh, wait. So let's maybe all stand up slowly. Slowly. And stretch out our arms. You see, this is the fruit that grows when we let God do his work.
And what did Jesus say about all this fruit and what it meant?
Well, he said that those people who wanted to put down their roots, those who wanted to hear the word, those who wanted to hold on to the word, and those who held on to God's word no matter what happened, produced a crop. They heard, they held on, and they kept holding on.
So it seems that God wants to grow the fruit of us, the Spirit, in our lives.
Exactly.
But there are distractions, there are obstacles, things that can get in the way of what God wants to do. I think that's what this story is about. Things that can choke what God wants to grow in my life, either by spending too much time, too much energy, too much money, too much thought on things of this world rather than on him.
Exactly. God wants to grow his love, his joy and peace, his patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control in our lives.
But how can I know whether these things are growing? It's so easy to assume that I am the good soil in the story. How can I know that whether I'm the good soil or whether there are birds and weeds and thorns and the
well,
sun?
Well, that's where the passage from earlier on comes in. Paul gave a very simple test. If you remember, he said, let us not become proud, let us not make each other angry, let us not want what belongs to others. So there are times when we want to look down on others and think we're better. There are times when we want to get angry with others. There are times when we want what others have. And there are times when we are jealous of others. And when these times happen, the question is, will I choose to live by the Spirit's power and be led by the Spirit, or let these things take over?
So I guess what we should be doing is we should be praying for God's fruit to grow in our lives. We should be praying against those things that want to stop God's fruit growing in our lives, whether it's distractions or praying against worries or praying against desires, or praying against the evil one. All these things, I guess, can stop God's fruit growing in our lives. And we should be praying for them.
Exactly, and that is exactly what we're going to do now. And we're going to start by sitting down. And we're going to turn back to our little groups. And I'm going to invite one of you from each group to come up and get an apple. And the apple will be the symbol for the fruit that God wants to grow in our lives. And what we're going to do in our little group is we're going to go around holding the apple. And while we hold the apple, that's the person that's going to pray. And you can do this aloud or silently. But at the end, say aloud amen so that everybody knows you're done. And then pass the apple to the next person. So you can pray, for example, for like everyone not to be distracted by other things like video games or your sister or other things. Or you can just pray for the church that God's Spirit would grow fruit in our lives. Or you can just pray something specifically, like a specific fruit in your life, like if you want to be more patient or kinder. And James and I, well, I'm going to demonstrate this. So I have the apple in my hand, I hold God's fruit in my hand, and then I'm the one who prays. So Lord, I pray that you help us all to grow your fruit in our lives, whether this be love, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, Lord. In your name, amen. And I pass it to James, and it's his turn to pray.
Father, thank you that you want us to grow deep roots in you. And we pray that you would help us to put down our roots in you through prayer, through worship, through reading your word, and that would grow your fruits in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we need one of each group to come up and get the apple. And then we're going to give you a couple of minutes to pray in your group.
So every little group will need to come and get an apple. Every little group will need to come and get an apple. Whether you're in a group of two or three, everyone will need to come and get an apple. Both from my left and my right. Okay, so just get into your groups and just pray. You can either pray silently but say amen at the end or pray out loud. And okay, if you can begin to bring those prayers to a close, that'd be wonderful. And maybe you could go back to the last slide in the family news that I mentioned as well. Great. Well, you're welcome to take that apple away with you. That's one of our small gifts. We mentioned about earlier that the children had received gifts, but we would like to give Connie a gift. And you can help me. Because one of the things that we said, one of the best gifts that we could give Connie is more volunteers, especially in the second service. Is this the second service? Yes, it is. So, you might be thinking, now, what gift could I give Connie? Well, we worked out that we have 10 months when we run the normal program, from September through to June. And roughly, we ask people to spare to give 45 minutes of their time each month. So, if you would like to give Connie a gift, the best gift that you can give Connie is 45 minutes of your time each month. Because actually, what you're giving is you are not just giving a gift to Connie, it's a gift to God, it's a gift to the children. And this morning, we've been thinking all about how fruit grows in our lives. And we want to see more fruit, especially, well, in the whole church, but especially in our children's ministry. And so to do that, you simply need to come and say, I'd like to give 45 minutes. And you might think, but how, you know, can I do this? What happens? You know, I'm feeling a bit nervous. So, Debbie, do you just want to share a little bit? She's recently got on board in the children's work. She wasn't sure what it entailed, and so she's just going to share briefly.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll say that the best time in a Christian life to be in the midst of children, because their angels behold the face of God, and because unto them belong the kingdom of God. Okay, how I got involved in all this, I don't know, but it's just God. You know, like most blessings in our lives, there are times that we really need wisdom to manage them. So I was at that crossroad, you know, trying, you know, praying to God, say, God, please give me more of you, give me more wisdom to be able to manage my children. They are very good children, by the way, okay? But to be able to, you know, impart onto them what God really wants them to be. So at least I will be able to bring them also. At that stage, I was praying. And then I got this letter from the church. You know, imagine, I was praying for my two kids. I have two. Say, God, give me more of you. Give me more grace. Give me more of everything that I need to be able to bring my children up in your way. And then I got a letter from the church saying, you have been nominated or whatever, you know, to be part of the children ministry. I said, and then we got two, and one was for the welcome service. The welcome service was addressed to my husband, and the one for the children was addressed to me. So me and my husband, we actually laughed. He said, we think they messed us up, because my husband is very good with children. I'm good with children, but I think he's better with children. Children just love him. If you see your kid running after him, don't worry. That is his nature, okay? So then we said, okay, then we were contemplating. Said, okay, well, maybe since we are husband and wife, can you swap? I cannot go to the welcome, and then you can come to the children ministry. But then we thought of his eyes and all that, and then we said, okay, well, then we just pray. But, you know, as we're doing all that, then we remember, God's made me to remember, but you've been praying to be able to manage your children. I said, yeah, but that's two. And if I have to manage 100, I'm praying to manage two, and you're giving me over 100 to take off. How is that possible? But, you know, God being God, you know, when Moses wanted to go to Pharaoh, he said, he's a stammerer, but God said, go. You know, but as we prayed, we said, okay. I said, okay, I will take it up. Maybe God wants to tell me something. Maybe there's something I need to learn. And actually, then I started with the children, and I learned from them. I've actually learned a lot from them. I learned from them, and, you know, whenever I have to actually stay with them and teach them and all that, I learned a lot from them, and it became better for me to be able to take care of my children, because then I understood that that is the way children reason, okay? That's the way they are, no matter who, where they are, that is just their nature. Okay, so if you can also come on board, I'm inviting you, whether you're saying, I cannot do that, because I was like that. I'm like, I cannot teach children. It's better, it's easier to teach adults. But now I'll actually say, it's probably easier to teach children than adults. Huh? Please come on board. Let's bring our children up. Let them grow fruit. Huh? We want to see more of God in them. So let's join hands together and do this.
Amen. 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 Bless you. So again, you may, after the first month, if you're thinking, I'm not sure I'm the right gift for Connie, then don't worry, we're not going to lock you in for 10 months. But do come and chat to me, and you can say, yep, I'd be very happy to give 45 minutes of my time for 10 months next year. And that would be the greatest gift you can give to Connie. I think to close the service today, what I'd like us to do, because one of the fruits that the Lord wants to grow in us is unity. So what I want us to do is maybe just as we close the service today, we won't close with a song, but I'm sensing if we maybe close, and we don't normally do this, but maybe we can just take a hand. So you'll have to move now, Because I've got one hand and no one has got this hand. I've got a second hand and no one has got this hand. And then I'm thinking we just pray the grace. You may not know the grace, that's a fine. If you just move your lips, then people will think you know it. So why don't we stand? Why don't we stand? And you have to move because I need to find someone's hand to hold. Will you hold my hand? Will you hold my hand? Thank you. There's a gap here still. I see a gap. We'll have to close the gap here. That's good. Close the gap. Are there any more gaps? Okay. Everyone's got at least one hand. Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay. Okay, so why don't we say the grace together? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. Bless you as you grow fruit in